Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning and welcome to the Corpus Christi Cathedral. Thank you for joining us via television, radio, internet, social media. And this is the sixth Sunday of Easter, and we hope and pray it is still filled with the great joy of the Easter season. Please feel free to download the order of worship to participate in the music for this morning's Mass at cccathedral.com. And then just a reminder that if we do go off KDF, we will fade away just for a tad and then return on social media, Facebook, YouTube. Please join in our opening hymn. Please stand in the cathedral and join in our opening hymn, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and to all of you who are watching on the means that Father Pete mentioned earlier. We greet each one of you who are watching remotely. And to everyone who is here, happy Sunday to all. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
And Lord Jesus, you bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that we may relive in remembrance and what we relive in remembrance we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip. When they heard it and saw the signs he was doing, for unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed or crippled people were cured. There was great joy in the city. Now, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for it had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope, but do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God. Put to death in flesh, he was brought to life in the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father and you are in me and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Before we begin, I want to give a shout out, I guess that's the new word, to all the graduates of high school and college, especially at this time. It's a very particular time for all of you that you're not being able to have the graduation you hoped for, but I want to congratulate you very sincerely and pray for you, especially during this Mass. I look forward this week to having a reduced version of the graduations for Incarnate Word Academy and also St. John Paul II High School here in the cathedral. We have to have the same numbers that are allowed here, but we'll do something special for them, and we're grateful for their understanding and look forward to being with them. Sanctify Christ in your hearts. Those are the opening words of the reading we have today from the first letter of St. Peter. To sanctify Christ in your heart. They're very simple words, and they simply mean give Christ the first place. Enthrone him in your life. Listen to him. But above all, as Jesus himself said in this section of the final discourse before he died and rose, what's called the final discourse, final farewell in St. John's Gospel, to be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not enough to just know him and love him, but the proof of anyone's love, the proof of love is obedience, to obey him. I've quoted this many times in retreats and talks, and I think it's appropriate again today, words of Karl Rahner, a priest around the time of the Second Vatican Council, a German theologian who jokingly, they say, one sentence for his would run on for two pages. And he had a brother whose job was, another Jesuit, whose job was to interpret what his brother Karl said in the two pages within a paragraph. But one of the things that he said in one of his spiritual writings is that if we, the church, Christianity, does not become, we do not become mystics, we will not survive. If we don't become mystics, we won't survive. What does he mean by that? I think simply, unless we enthrone Jesus Christ in our lives and listen to him from inside, live and be nurtured and nourished by his word, his commandments, we won't survive. There's a great danger that has arisen for centuries in Christianity. It's kind of a philosophical offshoot, you might say, called deism, which is kind of a philosophy. Yeah, there's a divine being. Yeah, he created the world. He gave us some moral principles, but that's about it. And so we recognize that, but we just move on with our life the way we see fit to live it, missing enthroning Jesus Christ in our life and being obedient to his word. This is our life, especially in this new era, I would say, of moving forward as church, as the body of Christ, as the mystical body of Christ, of being men and women, young people, who put Christ first in their life because they find the way, the truth, and the life there, because we find meaning and peace there. And above all, sisters and brothers, we find freedom, true freedom in Jesus Christ. Over the last centuries, we have presented church and Christianity as a set of rules, obligations. It's kept us in order, but it also unravels, because the one that needs to be enthroned is a person. And if we are obedient to that person, there'll be order. There will be moral lives. There will be people of peace, people of mercy, people of forgiveness. That is who we are, people of Jesus Christ, people who have enthroned him not just once in a ceremony, but every day, every hour. In our confiteor, in our penitential rite, we say that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. Thoughts that are not Christ, words that are not Christ, and deeds that are not Christ. And we ask forgiveness for that. In those moments, we enthrone him back. We want him to be the center of our life. Now, some will probably say that's impossible. I mean, come on. Well, on our own, yes, it is impossible. But what did Jesus say to us in this farewell discourse today? I will send you another, the Father. I will ask the Father, and he will send you another, the Paraclete. In Greek, it is the Parakletos, the Paraclete. Now, we've interpreted it in many ways. The Consoler. Now, that sounds a little selfish, just somebody to console you, poor little devil, you know. But the Paraclete means something much more profound and deeper than that. It is the one that we ask and is brought to help us, to strengthen us, to witness to us, and to guide us. Just think in our own lives this week, your own lives, mine. How many times did we call upon the Paraclete? How many times were we aware of the power of God in us, the Holy Spirit, and ask for help in a down moment, in a difficult time, in a difficult decision moment, in a moment probably of despair, anxiety, frustration? Did we realize that enthroning Christ, we also have the Paraclete, and all we have to do is open the door? And what does the Paraclete bring? Wisdom, understanding, strength, prayer, good counsel, and fear of God. In other words, putting God first. All that's there. That's the mystical life that we are called to live every day. Not just consecrating ourselves to that at baptism and confirmation, but a daily existence in Jesus Christ. That's the beauty, and that's our freedom. Jesus also was concerned about us of being orphans, people without a father, people without a teacher, people who are left on their own. He said, I will not leave you an orphan, because the Spirit will bring that recognition that you are a child of God, that you belong, that you are part of this family called the Trinity of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. You're brought into that. You're part of that communion of saints in heaven and the communion of saints that is sitting here today. We're not alone. How can we be blinded, or how can we ignore what God has given to us in Jesus Christ and feel that somehow religion is an external reality and not an internal way of life? When Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, it's an internal reality to adhere to Him as truth, to follow Him from within, and to live life, true life, which is freedom in Him. That takes obedience. But not obedience to a bunch of rules, a bunch of moral precepts. Yes, those come, but as a consequence. To be obedient to Jesus is to be obedient to His Word. Because the fathers of the church, the history of the church, and the Second Vatican Council brings it up first thing. Jesus is present in His Word. As we come to celebrate His presence in the Eucharist today, we have never been alienated from His presence in the Word. It is a true presence, different than a sacramental presence, but nonetheless, presence. And so to hear the words, for example, blessed are the merciful, it's Jesus calling to us, be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. And obedience to that frees us from judgment, frees us from anger, frees us from so many things that entrap us and hold us prisoner. Do we know the Father enough? We may not feel orphans because we belong to the church, but do we know the Father that has sent His Son to us? Ask the Paraclete to show you the Father. Are we feeling alienated from the teaching of Jesus Christ in His Word? Well, I don't really know what He said. Ask the Paraclete. Open the Gospels and ask Him to illumine those words that are there, even the words of today's Gospel, John chapter 14. It's very difficult words for those who do not know God. But for those who are in the journey with God, the Paraclete can illumine perhaps three words that feeds the soul, feeds Jesus Christ in our life. This, sisters and brothers, this time is a time for us also to learn to be silent. Silent from within. Silent from within so that God lives and we can enthrone Jesus and His Word, His life in us. When we are distracted, we never make it to the throne room, as St. Teresa of Avila would speak of. But to be quiet with joy and ask the Paraclete to send us an understanding of the Father, He will do it. Prayer is being available to God. Prayer is being open to God. Prayer is being open to the truth. Prayer is being open to our true self. We only find our true self when we are with God, enthroned in Jesus Christ and under the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us allow the Holy Spirit this week to help us listen and be obedient to the word that is Jesus Christ. This week, let us ask the Holy Spirit, even in the midst of a busy day and work, show me the Father. Show me the Father's love. And let us be sure that whatever we ask in His name, Jesus Christ, He will give us. We have a faith that has been given to us in Jesus Christ. Let us profess that faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again in the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our Heavenly Father has not left us orphans. He has sent the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Therefore, we come before the Father with confidence in the power of the Spirit of truth.
We pray for the Church, that she may lead people to love Christ and to keep His commandments. We pray to the Lord. For all who govern and exercise authority, that they may be dedicated to the truth, the common good, and the poor, and so bring about peace and justice, we pray to the Lord. Pray that we may rediscover our mission for the new evangelization, so that we may be able to share with others the reason for the hope we cherish. We pray to the Lord. And that God may continue to bestow His grace and blessings on the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral and on Alex Clash as he celebrates his birthday. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us marked with the sign of faith, that they may be raised to the life of the risen Lord, especially Deborah Garza, Felicitas F. Garcia, Robert Garza, and the deceased members of the Hagelin family. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus through illness, isolation, or anxiety, that God may extend His healing hand upon them and give them peace, healing, and recovery. We pray to the Lord. And in a special way this morning, we pray for doctors, nurses, paramedics, medical researchers, public health officials, and civic leaders. We pray that they may be protected from all illness, restore many to health, and be rewarded for their personal sacrifices as they all continue to minister to the sick with compassion and in service to the common good. We pray to the Lord. Now, my dear friends, for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
And for all those who are graduating from high school this week and throughout the season, for all college and university graduates, that their life may be a contribution to the good of the world and society, we pray to the Lord. Father of all love, may the sacrifice we are about to offer on the altar here ascend with our prayers to you and bring about in us your blessing and your peace through Christ our Lord. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times, to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself to us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim the death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, the glorious martyrs, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord,
advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, and to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life. Give kind admittance into your kingdom, and there we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Jesus taught us to call God Father, so we now have the courage to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
For those joining us from home or wherever you may be this day, let us together offer the prayer for spiritual communion that you may be able to enter with our Lord. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home, and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christaspahn.org. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic